"Quite so," said Bilbo. "I see your point of view. At the same time, winter's coming on fast. Before long, you'll be having snow and whatnot, and supplies will be difficult, even for elves, I imagine. Also, there will be other difficulties. You have not heard of Dine and the dwarves of the Iron Hills?"
"We have, a long time ago. But what has he got to do with us?" asked the king.
"I thought as much. I see I have some information you have not got. Dine, I may tell you, is now less than 2 days' march off, and has at least 500 grim dwarves with him. A good many of them have had experience in the dreadful dwarf and goblin wars, of which you have no doubt heard. When they arrive, there may be serious trouble."
"Why do you tell us this? Are you betraying your friends, or are you threatening us?" asked Bard grimly.
"My dear Bard," squeaked Bilbo, "don't be so hasty. I never met such suspicious folk. I'm merely trying to avoid trouble for all concerned. Now I will make you an offer."
"Let us hear it," they said.
"You may see it," said he. "It is this." And he drew forth the Arkenstone and threw away the wrapping. The elven king himself, whose eyes were used to things of wonder and beauty, stood up in amazement. Even Bard gazed marvelling at it in silence. It was as if a globe had been filled with moonlight and hung before them in a net woven of the glint of frosty stars. "This is the Arkenstone of Thrain," said Bilbo, "the heart of the mountain, and it's also the heart of Thorin. He values it above a river of gold. I give it to you. It will aid you in your bargaining." Then Bilbo, not without a shudder, not without a glance of longing, handed the marvellous stone to Bard, and he held it in his hand as though dazed.
"But how is it yours to give?" he asked at last, with an effort.
"Oh, well," said the hobbit uncomfortably, "it isn't exactly. But, well, I'm willing to let it stand against all my claim, don't you know? I may be a burglar, or so they say. Personally, I never really felt like one, but I am an honest one, I hope, more or less. Anyway, I'm going back now, and the dwarves can do what they like to me.